And for the sample period of release during here, today's date is 09/08/2022. Dictation is for Tabata Lansford. Lansford spells L-A-N-S-F-O-R-D. Tabata spells T-A-B-I-T-H-A. Date of birth is 06/20/2011. This is a 11-year-old child accompanied by dad here with left great toe pain, period. That's, this has been going on for approximately 2 or 3 weeks, but it's gotten worse in the last 3 days. Child says pain is sharp. It's non-radiating, it's confined to the medial surface of her great toe. Said pain is non-radiating. Next paragraph, past medical history, none, past surgical history, none, social history, none. Surgical history, none, family history, none. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. 118 over 69 is blood pressure. O2 sat is 98% of the room air. Pulse is 113. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.6. Period. Next paragraph. Left great toe. Lateral surface of the nail is embedded into the surrounding soft tissue. There is green discharge. Next line, there is localized erythema and edema. Next line, there is tenderness to palpation. Next line, cap refill less than 2 seconds, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion or rigidity. Next paragraph, respiratory. No use of accessory muscles, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds. Next paragraph. Abdomen undistended, no guarding, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert oriented times 3. Mood and effect of normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1, left great toe onychomycosis. Assessment number 2 is left great toe pain. Assessment number 3 is left great toe cellulitis. Assessment number 4 is left great toe discharge, period. Next paragraph, procedure. In open parentheses, nail removal, close parentheses. The procedure was explained to dad, including the complications, benefits of the procedure. We went into details as to the complication. He says you understand, verbally approved for me to go ahead. Next line, patient's foot was soaked in tepid water with betadine for approximately 10 to 15 minutes. Next line, foot was removed from liquid, dry, pad dry, then again bathed in betadine and over wiped with alcohol swab. Next line. With a forceps. Lateral surface of the nail, lateral one-third of the nail was gripped, rotated inwards, and the nail was removed from the surrounding tissues. There was minimal bleeding. Bleeding was controlled with silver nitrate and direct pressure. Next paragraph, patient tolerated procedure well. Next paragraph. There were no complications. Bleeding was controlled with silver nitrate and direct pressure, period. Next paragraph, patient will be sent home with Septra DS 200/40/5 mL. She would take 2 teaspoons POBID for 10 days, number 200 mils. Next medication, Motrin 400 milligrams. She would take 1 POTID PRN for pain. And that was educated on home care. She would strongly recommend that they do not move the bandage until for 48 hours. Next paragraph, go back to procedure. The bottom line, patient, the site was baited in triple antibiotics, secure with 4x4 and Coban. And back to plan, back to plan. Patient was given PE excused for the next 10 days. Dad was advised to buy a open sole shoe, which allows for comfort. He was given up in jazz questions, said they have none, end of the patient.